Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
Miscommunication can provide some hilarious moments in marriage. Frequently, Joel and I can have entire conversations, make detailed plans, and agree on solutions to problems, only to realize a few days later that one participant, or at least I thought he was a participant, in the conversation has no recollection of the exchange at all. And he claims the only time I really tune in to his vocalizations is when he's snoring. I do listen to the first 20 to 30 minutes of his stories. It's just hard to stay with the plot when he typically makes a few detours to talk about the characters' genealogies and which sports they played in high school and how many points they had in the 3A state championship basketball game in 1986. More often than not, when Joel finally gets to the point of his story, I've lost the trail of the conversation and have started making grocery lists and planning dinner in my mind. If he asks me a question about the conversation, I don't know why, but lately he's seemed suspicious about my listening skills, I can always just say, "Oh my." If he's chuckling expectantly, I'll add, "Oh, that's hilarious, honey." If he's looking annoyed, I'll add, "Good grief." If his face seems questioning, my best bet is, "Whatever you think, dear." Though that last response has gotten me into trouble a time or two. But just as often as I struggle to understand Joel, he has trouble following my line of thought. I guess it's the men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. The other day I said, "Oh my gosh, my college friend's twins had their 10th birthday. They're so cute." She posted some adorable pictures on social media. The boy is Jake here, and the girl is Jennifer. "Aren't they so sweet?" Joel replied, "Cool, are they identical?"
"Hello?"
Around Valentine's Day, Joel was trying to order a gift for me from an online retailer. I had already put several items in the online cart so I could make his task as easy as possible. I had even added a Valentine card, not because I didn't trust Joel to pick out a meaningful card. I just wanted a different one this year as he had bought me the same card 3 years in a row now. I planned to lay out the pink wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape so that he could wrap my gift as soon as it was delivered. So I communicated this information to Joel a couple weeks before the holiday. Here's how that conversation went. Joel.
"What's the password to our Amazon account?"
"It's on the back of the checkbook, honey."
"It didn't work."
"I'm sure I haven't changed it. Did you use the right capitalization?"
"I only capitalized on. Is checkbook capitalized too?"
Maybe I just need to put together some kind of interpretive dictionary for Joel to use in order to understand what his spouse is talking about. One entry would have to do with the pronoun we. Although I do think Joel is finally, after almost a decade of marriage, started to figure out what we means. For example, he knows when I say, "Ah, we need to tidy up this kitchen," it actually means, "Please do the dishes." And when I say, "We should take a break," it means, "Will you please bring me a cup of hot tea before you start on the next task?" And when I say, "We need to save our money," it actually means, "I probably won't be getting you much for Christmas, but feel free to splurge on me." When I say, "We should hang this picture here," it means this is the first spot of several we're going to try, and we may end up back at this location, but expect to move it several times in the meantime. When I say, "We should really get some sleep," it means, "Put on that gosh darn anti-snoring strip and roll over to your side before I throttle you." I heard on a sociology podcast that scientists have concluded that humans laugh more with people they like, understand, and want to impress. If that's the case, Joel and I are a perfect match. As I read him the draft of this episode, he giggled and said, "That's hilarious."
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at the same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Tune in next week